Hey. No, I know I don't have to be here, but you sounded pretty bummed out on the phone. I brought pizza. Your favorite. Come on. Let me in. So, I don't want to pry, but what happened? Are you fucking kidding me? Wait, are you sure? Like, did you show up to the right place? Hey, I'm not. Hey, come on. I'm not trying to correct you or say that you did anything wrong. I just know how sometimes you can forget things. Okay, I'm not making anything any better. I'm sorry, but fuck her. Really. I'm sure she was plenty nice, and I know getting back into the dating scene isn't very fun at all, especially now. But if she doesn't have the decency to just, text and be like, hey, I'm not interested, or hey, something came up, or I'm really nervous too, so I'm just gonna not show up because, I don't know, reasons. She wasn't worth your time anyway. I mean it. We live in a world now where she could probably DoorDash you a carrier pigeon and let you know what was up, and she decided not to. So, you're better off elsewhere. I know I'm not an expert because I'm also single, but I feel like I'm an expert on you. You're my best friend, whether you like it or not. The pizza is evidence to that. Well, I was going to offer. Well, I could take a couple of approaches. The first thing that came to mind was you could show me what she looks like, and I could try and make a dumb expression like I'm sure she has in her photo. And then you could sort of rant at me, or you could tell me the things that are sort of left unsaid. You don't have to be mean. I wouldn't say that's exactly your style. But you have it in you for sure. Or we could just kick back and eat every slice of this pizza together. And we could watch some really trashy TV or random stuff on YouTube and just catch up on life. You don't go up to your room and take a nap. Come on. If you're feeling shitty, you have to stay here. Because why would I let you go and be all pitiful somewhere else? You can do it in my company. That is my gift to you tonight. Come on. We could watch American Ninja Warrior. Come on, you know there's going to be a face plant eventually. I know that's my favorite part, but I think you get a kick out of it too. But probably not as much as when people fail at the warp wall. So, what do you say? We gonna hang? Okay. Great idea. Oh my God, scoot over. God. Unless you want to be super close. I guess it's kind of cold in here. Yeah, it is. You always have the air conditioning cranked way too high. Or low? I guess low. It's a freaking tundra in here. Yeah. Like this. I'm not too close, am I? Well, maybe I want to be close. Because you look all mopey. It can't be that bad, right? I mean, I'm soft. Don't look at me weird.
So far, I've been really good at anticipating what you might want or what could feel good. Yeah.
But I will be honest. When I got your text, I, of course, was a little pissed off, but I also thought
about all the different ways that I could make you feel better.
I mean, I think you know, but if I have to spell it out for you, I will.
With my tongue on your cock.
I'm being 1000% serious. Why wouldn't I be? Okay, this isn't pity.
I don't do that.
Honestly, I've been thinking about going down on you for a while now. I never brought it up because you didn't seem very interested. And a little bit because, I don't know, I thought maybe things would get weird between us. But if you're down, I'm down.
It's not like you have anything else better to do anyway. Come on, pants off.
Huh. Nice. She doesn't know what she's missing out on. Oh, I wasn't saying that with sympathy. No sympathy for ghosters. I won't keep talking about it. But it could be cute to see you angry. And maybe a little confused about what's happening. It's okay. Yeah. You have a very nice dick. This is doing wonders for me. I think it's fucking great. You could even eat pizza if you wanted. Full service. Whatever makes you feel better. Yeah, I totally brought lube. What am I? A cavewoman? I was putting it on my hands while you took your pants off. Just enjoy. Yeah. Lean back. Take your mind off things. And let me work. I wouldn't call this teasing. But I do hope my hand job is decent enough. Gotta work you up to the main course. And I also just kind of love the feeling of you in my hands. I kind of want to put my tits on your cock, but I think I should have eaten the pizza before. As I am hungry. What? I'm not gonna eat your dick. I just, oh God. Okay. Forgive me for being or attempting to be sexy. Let's try this again, shall we? I want you in my mouth. Really bad. I'm sorry. Okay. I promise you, I am so turned on right now. You have no idea. You probably have no idea because I'm not, doing all that. But, shove my head on your deck and you'll hear all that. Yeah. Come on. That's nice. Very, very nice. Nice and slow. I'm supposed to be spilling with my tongue, right? Like I what? Just outlining the you isn't cheating. You are being greedy. It's very cute. Mm-hmm. this. Yeah. I hope you can see. In my eyes, how long I've been craving your cock. I like that I can use my hands and my mouth with you. There you go, all mouth. That's great, but I have hands. I'm gonna use them along your shaft. In rhythm with my mouth. Caressing your balls. Really building up that cum. Feels like you're close, but I'm not an expert. Maybe time to go a little faster. And you So, do you feel better? Yeah? Yeah. I feel better. Too. Probably not as good as I will feel after having a slice of pizza. Sorry. But I'm glad you're smiling. Yeah, you're a fucking cool person. On so many levels. You deserve to be pleased and intellectually challenged and, you know, all the things you want. So don't let one shitty date or a few shitty dates or however many shitty dates make you think that you're not worth whatever it is that you want. And even if in the end it's not me that you want, the most important thing to me is that you're happy and that you don't get down on yourself. You can leave that to me.